Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. So, Zoran Mamdani. This is one of these economics lessons that we don't want to miss, right? This audio I'm about to play should be played in every economics class in America. It is the liberal, and she is very liberal, Kathy Hochul, governor of New York. Mm-hmm. And because they had another liberal mayor of New York City a very long time ago who screwed the place up so badly that the legislature had to get involved, they actually passed a law to keep liberal mayors from screwing up New York so badly that the legislature has to get involved. So Zoran Mamdani needs her to raise taxes. He needs the governor to be allowed to, raise taxes to do all of the things that he wants to do, right? Well, guess what she's saying? No.
Yeah, exactly.
No. And she's been doing interviews all over the place. She's flat out telling them, look, I know you guys are getting ready to run a multi-million dollar campaign against me because I will not raise taxes to pay for all the free stuff that Zoran Mamdani wants to do. And she said, don't bother. Y'all have done it before. I'm not raising taxes. Why is she not raising taxes? Because, listen, she's about to get a challenge from Elise Stefanik, the Republican.
Yeah.
And
pretty strong response. I mean, a candidate too.
Yeah, and the last Republican who ran did really well, better than expected, against a Democrat New York governor. But here's the economics class part, okay? She sounds like she could be a guest on the Tara Show, okay? like from a Freedom Caucus, okay? Trying to explain to this moron who is like, but we gotta have the free stuff. I mean, Zoran just wants to tax the rich. And she points out the rich, the 1%, already pay for a third of our budget.
Yeah.
What do you, and she doesn't say this part out loud, moron, think is going to happen if I raise their taxes 2 full more percentage points? Moron can't figure it out. But Kathy Hochul, as liberal as she is, has figured it out. And she knows whenever a Democrat says tax the rich, they mean the middle class. Always mean the middle class. She immediately listened to this clip, jumps to the middle class, says, I can't tax them. I can't tax Utica. I can't tax Schenectady. My family's from Utica. If you've been to Utica, it's kind of a depressing place. There's not much left there. The industrial base is gone. Everybody, I mean, property values are depressed. And she says, I can't tax Utica to pay for New Yorkers, half of whom were not born in America, to have free bus service, free childcare,
right.
And free transitions to another gender. I mean, I can't. Those people are having trouble holding onto their homes. Take a listen, Kathy Hochul, candidate for internship at Heritage Foundation, also Democrat governor of New York. Talking economic actual reality.
We know that Mamdani does want to tax the rich more, bring it up about 2%. He can't do that on his own. You've previously said that you wouldn't be raising taxes. Have you reconsidered that? stance?
No, I will say one energetic rally does not get me to change my positions. I assure you, I process what everybody says, but I'm also have to balance. 1.5% of New Yorkers cover about a third of our budget. That's enormous. I'm concerned about out-migration of people who are the ones who are supporting our budget. I cannot make up for that with middle-class tax increases. I cannot do that to the middle class and the struggling New York.
Wow. Yeah.
She sounds like me. I mean, she sounds like
economic reality spoken by a Democrat. That's an unusual thing.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, free services are never free.
No, they're not.
There is no such thing.
Somebody's got to pay.
Yeah.
So, look, Zohran Mamdani's only hope is that Democrats take control of Congress in the White House again, and that they print some money and send it his way. That's the only way he's going to do this.
Well, and he sure ain't going to get it from the federal government, because Trump is not going to play ball with.
Mm-mm.
Well, but the sad thing is, we already do, because there are federal dollars that go into New York City's transit system and other things. I mean, you know, when we sit here and struggle to pay fill the gas tank on the SUV to head into work every day, you know, we're still helping with our federal tax dollars to help out the folks for public transportation in New York City, which is ridiculous, because they're not doing anything to help us.
No. But that's ending. And this, I'm so excited about this. Okay. You know, I've been telling you a lot about how Doge is still up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And Elon Musk, I think he shouldn't have dropped that on Joe Rogan, because the left might figure it out. But he was like, nah, I had to take myself out of the spotlight so they'd stop, you know, trying to kill people on Tesla dealerships,
yeah.
You know, and firebombing. They literally were. Yeah. Someone was going to die. The left was going nuts. Now we're getting an idea of why they were willing to kill, to keep Doge, literally willing to kill. I mean, actual bullets. Molotov cocktails and like violently confronting Doge at the doors to these federal agencies. They have got an entire deadbeat nation, illegal immigrants and their deadbeat voters signed up illegally in violation of federal law on all of these welfare programs, Lee, that they were relying on the printing. Listen to this. I'm going to play this clip. This is what they've just found inside a Snap, right? We get one of these every few days now. They're going bonkers. So this is Brooke Rollins. She's the head of the USDA under Trump. Trump appointed her. And she's talking about the fraud that they have found. Now, listen, this is in the 29 states that have turned over their rolls, okay? 26 Republican states and 3 Democrat states. The fraud is committed by Democrats at the sign-up point. So you could sign up people for federal welfare at the state level, right? We should have never let Democrats do that. And they've turned around and committed massive fraud. Okay, so this is just 3 Democrat states and 26 Republican ones. The other 21 Democrat states are refusing to turn their rolls over, okay? And we're suing them. We're going to get them. But they're refusing to turn their rolls over. Take a listen to what she's found in the 29 states. This is astonishing.
And 20 plus others did not, and we're in a litigation right now. But of the 29 that complied, what we have found is staggering. 500,000 people getting benefits 2 times under the same name. 5,000 dead people. 80% of the able-bodied Americans, meaning they can work. They don't have small children at home. They're not taking care of an elderly parent. They can work and they choose not to work, of course, because they're getting significant benefits from the taxpayer. So this light, Laura, that has now been shined on what is perhaps one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in American history, that we are working now. Very big announcements coming next week on this. We are cracking down. We now have a plan to fix it. And we're really, really excited about doing that for the American people.
I guarantee you, you go into those other 21 states, and you look at SNAP, you're going to find the 9 million that Joe Biden illegally gave Social Security numbers to the illegal immigrants, including, by the way, 6,000 terrorists, according to Christy Noem.
I really like Brooke Rollins.
I do, too.
Best USDA secretary we've ever had.
Yeah.
She is the embodiment of the whole of government approach that the Trump administration is taking to what is going on in this country, because there are certain areas like she's talking about the SNAP benefits and things that the USDA has involvement in. And she is very proactive about that. That entire office is very proactive about it. And they're also dealing with other things like and I know this sounds a little iffy, but the screw worm situation down in Mexico, which is part of the reason why beef prices are up. And the USDA is working on that with Mexico, in order to try and, you know, keep that down there and not get any further up here to infect our, beef cattle in this country. But Rollins doing a great job.
Yeah, she is. And did you catch something in there? Because it's an absolute bombshell that she said. This is in the Republican states and some Democrat mm-hmm. states, and I don't know the breakdown. Okay, it's going to be much worse than Democrat states when we get them. Did you hear what she said there? 80% fraud rate.
Yes.
80%. Yes. You cannot, by federal law, get food stamps if you are an able-bodied adult who is not working. You have to be caring for a child. You have to be caring for an elderly person. You cannot be, you know, unhandicapped and an adult with no dependents and get it. 80% are. 80%.
It's so frustrating because we hear about fraud and waste all the time. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing it my entire life, being, you know, my entire politically aware life. I hear it from all kinds of politicians, Democrats and Republicans. And we never seem to get anywhere with it.
Oh, well, the good news, she kicked 700,000 off last week.
That's a great start.
Yeah, that was
that was a
story last week. I forget, that's the most important part. I forgot to tell you. She kicked 700,000 off last week. Most of them were illegal immigrants committing fraud to get on the rolls. Again, Lee, that's just in the 26
yes.
Republican states and 3 Democrat states. So they are actually not just talking about it. They're doing this.
Yeah.
They're low-key doing it, too. They're not making big waves about it.
Yeah.
And that's good because Democrats will blow stuff up with Molotov cocktails to keep these people on.
Plus file lawsuits, too.
Yes.
Which they're doing already. And that's how they're fighting the ICE deportations now. They're going around the country trying to say, oh, all these people that you're detaining, they're in inhumane conditions, because they've just done that in California and also in Illinois.
Yeah. Hey, look, if Democrats are talking about illegal immigrants, they're almost always lying. I mean, I haven't seen them tell the truth really much. So, but anyway, the Rollins thing, I mean, you're looking about this, this goes back to me and Donnie. They cannot support these massive welfare
right.
populations
right.
or
it's
meet
impossible.
The promises they're
mm-hmm.
making
exactly.
without committing fraud at the state level and then having the federal government print money
right.
to pay for it. And Trump is ending that.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, taking away people's reason to vote Democrat, or if you're an illegal immigrant, to come here and just occupy space so they can count you in the census and get more congressional districts. So you know what this is? Drip, 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 drip. And the Democrats are just, I know what a better analogy would be, death by a thousand cuts for the Democrat Party.
Well, this couldn't come at a better time because, quite honestly, we've got 2 years before a presidential
yep.
election when Mondami can show that socialism does not work. It won't be 18 months before he's begging the federal government for help.
He might as well not even bother under
yeah,
Trump.
Exactly. Oh,
don't
I
even
know.
Bother.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't even bother. So we're getting somewhere ever so slowly. And keep in mind, folks, when you get frustrated, it's only been 10 months. That's it. We're not even done with year one.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW
is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's a frightening statistic, folks. For the, hey, let's let Zohran Mamdani try. It'll be great. He's the only one. Then he'll fail and we'll win. There's a lot more of them than you realize. They're everywhere. They're spreading like a cancer. Democrat Socialists of America. Do you realize there are currently 212 Democrat Socialists of America endorsed candidates holding mostly local offices around the country? They've shifted their strategy. Chapters are running candidates at school board elections nationwide, winning seats like in cities like L.A., Denver, Milwaukee, Austin. Watch these people, folks. We have a generation of young people who voted for Trump more heavily than any Republicans gotten in my lifetime. But that was only because he was promising to fix their plot in life. And it's bad. Shocking statistic on Fox News yesterday. I mean, absolutely jaw-dropping. And I went, oh my gosh, we better hurry because we won't lose these people. We already are. His approval with them's fallen from 60 to 40. 9.2% unemployment among people 20 to 24. It's almost 5%, upwards of 30, between 24 and 30. That ain't gonna work. A dog don't hunt. And as Mark Mitchell, Rasmussen Poland's trying to warn us, they're not conservatives, believe it or not. Some of the guys are, but no, they're not conservatives. They went for Trump because the Democrats weren't solving their misery. 9.2% unemployment rate. Can you imagine? And where are most of these jobs, H-1B visa jobs, going to? Entry-level white-collar STEM. Leaving our kids out. Leaving our kids out. It's long-term, it's not going to work. And Trump really stepped in it this week. But it's a good thing because it put H-1B visas on the table for discussion. This is a big source of their pain. And we've now got Republicans filing bills to get rid of H-1B visas entirely. Good. We need to do that. We can have special cases if you need to come in here and help Trump open a semiconductor plant in Arizona. Awesome. Do it. I'm fine with bringing in foreigners to train their American replacements. I'm good with that. That's cool. We can give out visas for that. Very temporary ones. But I want to read this to you so you can understand how bad this is. Because we got to dispel some myths on our side, okay? I've gotten so much hate text this week. Americans are lazy. Our school system sucks. We don't deserve jobs. You want to give me any more Chamber of Commerce talking points written by Paul Ryan and George Bush? You want to give me any more? That's a lie. We're the most talented, smartest, most innovative people on earth. We got deadbeats. I talk about them all the time. I just talked about them last segment. But we have brilliant minds in this country, highly motivated minds in this country. Folks, I see this, you know, with my kids' debate team. Brilliant, high SATs, super motivated. Right here in Greenville. I can't wait to see what they do. I've got like a whole list of them. I'm going to like look them up every 5 years to see what they're doing. We have that. And they are being locked out of the market right now. Let me tell you why. This is a list of stats from America First Insight. Okay, so that's Stephen Miller's group. They were working on an H-1B visa lawsuit when he left to resume a position in the Trump administration. Okay, listen to this, and I want you to understand what's going on here, okay? These companies are not hiring H-1B visa holders, 70% of whom are Indian, because they're better, because they're smarter, because we suck. They're hiring them because they work for less. Let's go through the jobs. Technical lead. H-1B visa holder works for 49% less than an American. Software engineer accepts 20% less than the median pay for this country. It's median pay we're talking about. Java developer, 42% less than the median pay. Hardware engineer, 7% less. Senior software developer, survey says 17% less. Software developer, 24% less. DevOps engineer, whatever that is, 22% less. Systems engineer, 23% less. Net developer, 28% less. Data scientist, 11% less. Database engineer, 13% less. Programmer, 23% less than the median pay in America. Why do they do that? Don't send me a text saying Americans are greedy or lazy. No, 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 and no. No, 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 no. They do that because they're not working for money. Americans have to understand this. Indians accept median pay lower than they can get in India. And I only pick on Indians because it's 70%. I love Indians, but this is what's going on. They accept in many cases less pay here than they would make in India. So why are they here? Oh, now we're getting to it. The visa. They're here for the visa. The employer holds the visa. But if they work for less for 7 years, they get a guaranteed pathway to citizenship. 7 years. That's like right out of the Bible, as Lee pointed out earlier. You know what's weird? Crash and I, in one of his classes, were reading about this, the horrors of indentured servitude. You know how much the typical indenture was in America? And they'd work them to death. 7 years. And they work them to death. They don't actually kill them. But what they'll do, but here's how they do it. So it's between 50% less and, you know, usually in the teens less, right? But you come in and they're like, hey, guess what? You're going to do your job and half this other guy's. Some American we're firing. Don't trouble yourself with that. But yeah, you're going to be working 95 hours a week. That guy can't quit because the company holds the visa. He can't go down the street, get a better job. It's either he works like a dog for 7 years or he goes back to India. But if he can make it through the 7 years, not going to see his kids much. He probably doesn't have kids. He's young, most of them. That's why they take our kids' jobs. If he can make it through the 7 years, basically chained to his desk, guess what he gets? Guaranteed pathway to citizenship for himself and his entire family. See how this works? Now, what do they get? See, because on the day that he gets his green card, you automatically file for the green cards for designated family members. You get about three if you're single, otherwise it's your immediate family. But wait, when they start the green card process, what happens? Chain migration. They bring an average of 2 to 3 more after that. That's why they work for that. It's not talent. It's not we're lazy. It's not any of that. And so these employers are using these visas to bust down wages. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter what your GPA is. It doesn't matter what your SATs was. It doesn't matter if you've got 150 IQ. They don't care. Will you work like a slave? No. Next. We have got to stop this system. Got to stop it. President Trump just did the dumbest thing I've ever seen this week, praising the system and saying there's no talent. And he doesn't even believe it, folks. He's the one who just slapped a $100,000 application fee on each of these visas. Good. He just should have said that to Laura Ingraham. It used to be $2,500. Now it's $100,000. Guess what? Now it costs more to hire an Indian. Ain't gonna be hiring any Indians. Americans are better anyway. But the problem is we still got 1.3 million of them in the country. Yeah, that's a big problem. It's a big problem. And some categories will be exempt. Folks, this, we're not jobs for these people, okay? We might have in the last Trump administration, we don't now, okay? They have a, get this, 20 to 24-year-olds in this country have a 9.2% unemployment rate. They can't buy homes. They can barely afford rent. And if we don't fix this fast, they're going to be talking to AOC and Zohran Mamdani. Count on it.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaign. campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And what a news week it was. Gonna do a quick recap because so many amazing things happened this week. Government shutdown ended. Longest in history. Other history-shattering things going on. The U.S. recorded the lowest October illegal immigrant border crossings. Listen to this. For October, we just had the numbers, just came out now. U.S. recorded the lowest October illegal border crossings in U.S. history. Yeah, let that sink in for a minute. The U.S. apartment rent. I have been raging about this for weeks now. I'm glad to see it's finally getting critical mass nationally. The fact that rents are at 1.1% inflation, not 1.1. Why? 2 million illegals gone. That's why. Peter St. Ange, my favorite economist who teaches me things all the time, laid that out. He said, this is why we are in pain. You get the Democrats' future voter nation out. And folks, the problem here is, as J.D. Vance explained, we only create 1.6 million new units a year. That's what we created in 2024. You cannot bring in 12 million new people, plus 1.3 million new green card holders, 600,000 of them just stepped foot on the continent. I'm sure they're all signed up for welfare now in violation of federal law, but whatever. And think we're going to be able to afford to have homes. U.S. apartment rents have seen their largest October decline in 15 years. Why? It's because we are deporting people. Almost 2 million gone in 10 months. It's going to get better and better and better the more of them who leave. We do not have the units for them, and we will not for years. This, folks, that is a direct impact on the American dream. You know what the saddest stat is I read this week? It hurt my heart. Americans are so good, and we think, we look at people from foreign countries, we're like, oh, they have a hard time. Oh, wow. Oh, I just want to help a little. We have such a good life. You know what the impact of the price of homes and apartment rent has done? Delayed childbearing on average for young women under 30 by 3 to 4 years. That's a grandchild gone. Oh, you weren't looking to give up a grandchild to get an illegal immigrant, were you? I was just checking. I mean, I know we're generous, but we're not that generous. The Americans never have the consequences explained to them. We learned this week that the average homebuyer age in America is the highest that it has ever been, 59. The number of first-time home buyers in the market is the lowest it has ever been, 21. We are impoverishing an entire generation to give illegal immigrants and immigrants a leg up, and we've got to stop. But the good news is Trump is making gains. That is exactly why, as economist Peter St. Ange explained, exactly why apartment rents have seen their largest October decline in 15 years. They should have never been that high. It was just the illegal immigrants. Other things in the news. Wendy's will close hundreds of U.S. locations across the country due to sales decline. Oh, man. That's funny, my kids. When we don't even ask anymore. Hey, you want to go get fast food? Not Wendy's. Ew, no, gross, mom, don't make me eat that. Said no kid ever in my generation. Oh, that was a treat. My mom would take me shopping and we would get Wendy's. Oh, it'd melt in your mouth. I always got the bacon burger. The fries. It's junk now. No, it is. Fast food's junk. It used to be really good. Next big news item, the Trump administration has officially revoked the Biden-era limits on Alaska oil drilling, thank God. Over 200,000 Americans have now applied to join ICE. That is remarkable, given the shoot on site order from the Latin Kings cartel this week. And the fact that that evil Democrat judge made up law in ordering, by the way, we'll find out by the end of today. He said ICE has to release all 3,000 that they have picked up. Do you know who's in that bunch? Child sex offenders, rapists, gangbangers, people wanted in El Salvador and Mexico for murder. And he wants him out. He's a Biden judge. Of course he does. Democrats love murder and mayhem. Trump administration's appealing and saying, no, we shouldn't have to release these people. They're very dangerous until we get, you know, we go up the ladder because they're going to win. They're just trying to get him out, get him out, get him out, get him out, get him on the streets. What an evil bunch of people. Ooh. And folks, my favorite story today. Let me set this up quickly because this one's going to get missed and it's amazing. Do you remember earlier this year when Trump said, I'm done after the first set of Chinese students brought those bioweapons in to try to decimate our agriculture? Remember that? And Trump said, I'm going to revoke all 500,000 Chinese visas. Cool. Yeah, that'll help. Cool. And then China said, okay, we're yanking our rare earth minerals. Good luck. And we were about 6 weeks away from having to idle our auto production. Now, Trump took a lot of criticism for that, but I thought it was genius. I don't think he meant to do it. He forced their hand. He forced them to show us what their plan was long term. They were going to yank back all of these rare earth minerals. They control them all. That was a good warning. So I was thinking, no, this is good. And the Trump administration has been trying to get sources of rare earths and bring back rare earth manufacturing, including, by the way, this week, the first magnet made in the United States in decades was made in South Carolina. Unbe-freaking-leavable. But listen to this. 10 months, Trump and Hegseth have solved this problem. This is unbelievable, folks. The rare earth China problem is solved, and the Democrats can't do a damn thing about it. Listen.
The Pentagon thinks that rare earths are so crucial that they just created a $400 million partnership with MP to lessen and, guys, eventually eliminate our reliance on China. And MP CEO tells me that is happening so fast. Listen.
Within the next 3 years, when we look at the expansion here at Independence, along with the 10X facility that we're bringing online, we will be able to satisfy essentially all of American demand, and we will have removed this issue off the table as a risk for American industry and the American people.
So the 70% of our rare earths that we get from China now will go to zero in the next 3 years. And how they're doing that is taking this facility now, tripling it in size to accommodate both General Motors and Apple. And when they're done, they're building an entirely new facility for the Pentagon. And because of this private-public partnership, because of this investment, everything that that new facility makes, the Pentagon will buy for 10 years, guys.
Wow. Notice the number. He just solved it. Now it's going to take a full 3 years till we can tell China to pound sand. But folks, notice the time, 3 years. Why? Trump's got 3 years to get it done because Democrats will reverse it. Anything to hurt this country. Anything to decimate this country. Folks, I've got this big pile of liberal trolls for some reason showing up today. I don't know where they're coming from. Here's what I want to tell you guys. You know what your President Chairman Ho did? You remember this? Put Twin Metals, that's Minnesota's iron range, off limits. It had 95% of U.S. nickel reserves, 88% of cobalt, 51% of platinum, 48% of palladium, 34% of copper. Put it off limits for 20 years. Why? Well, so they could get the $30 million payday that Hunter got from China, plus $20 million more in another transaction. That's why. He was helping China kneecap America for profit. But that's over now. And y'all can't stop it for the next 3 years. We're going to prosper. And there's not a damn thing you and China can do about it. I love it. Folks, this was an historic week as well. Don't miss this. You know what it proved? Democrats can't run hoaxes anymore. If they can't run hoaxes anymore, they got nothing. What are they talking about this week? Talking about economic policy, how to help the kids who have a 9.2% unemployment rate, are young people 20 to 24. Are they talking about how you can afford a home? No. They deliberately made your home unaffordable. What are they talking about? They can't talk about their agenda because you'd realize how poor you'll be if they ever get back in power. So they're talking about Epstein. But they got a problem because, see, everything they're saying is a lie. And that's worked really well for them in past years. Think Russia collusion hoax. When for a year and a half, on average, 60%, according to Newsbusters, of nightly newscasts were consumed by the Russia collusion hoax. We didn't have much in the way of alternative media then, and they had complete control over social media, so they could say whatever they want. They still think they can't. Maybe they learned this week that era is over. Their Epstein hoax lasted a grand total of 12 hours. 12 hours. When they thought they could put out an email saying that one of Epstein's victims had spent a lot of time with Trump, had spent hours with Trump alone at his house or whatever, and blah, 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 and Trump's the only one who basically hasn't, you know, been outed by the police. It sounded really bad. Until people started asking, well, who's the victim that he spent all the time with? Democrats said, well, we got to redact that. We got to protect her. Identity. Yeah, we do. No, that's not why they redacted it. They don't need to protect her identity. She's dead. God bless her. No, they redacted her identity because her identity is Virginia Guffrey. You know, the one who's testified over and over and over and over that Trump was a perfect gentleman, that Trump was never seen with any of the girls, that Trump never so much as flirted with her, that Trump and Epstein weren't really friends. Epstein was lying about it. Yeah, they knew each other, but they weren't great friends. That's why the Democrats redacted her name. It's a silly hoax. It's one, though, that they would have gotten away with back when the FBI still had the back door into Facebook and Instagram and X. They don't anymore, so they can't censor true things. And what happened next was glorious. They got cold slap busted lying. Lying. In fact, Virginia Guffrey just put a book out, just came out, 2025, in which she emphasized that Trump was a perfect gentleman who actually helped her get babysitting jobs when she worked at Mar-a-Lago, that he was not one of the pedos. So Democrats just redacted her name and thought no one would know. And folks, before, let me tell you, this would have gone on for months with the media running around playing games and lying. It lasted 12 hours and blew up in the Democrats' face. By the end of the week, they were screaming in rage that Republicans released all 20,000 emails. So you could see Virginia Guffrey's name. They didn't want that out there. It ruined their hoax. And now they've got nothing. They've got nothing. Folks, they can't run a hoax anymore. What are they going to do? They can't run on their agenda.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.